Trade, Housing. West Pequot County Commissioner Abdullahi Khalif has expressed support for ongoing housing projects and economic stimulus project, especially markets across the country. Speaking at Arolwo area in the Kachelaba sub-county, West Pequot County during the handing over of the site to the contractor for the construction of economic stimulus program, especially market, Khalif stated that the housing project initiative seeks to tackle the significant housing deficit and ensure that every Kenyan has a place to call home. Khalif stressed that the housing project and ESP markets are significant initiatives aimed at improving the living standards of residents and boosting local economies across the country. He said that the housing program is a fundamental element of the National Development Agenda, which aims to provide decent and affordable housing for all citizens. He highlighted that the program is specifically designed to address the gap in housing supply, particularly for low and medium income earners who have historically been underserved in the housing market. Khalif outlined under the housing project there are key steps currently being undertaken in West Pequot County which include public participation in the Affordable Housing Act and the identification of suitable sites for affordable housing. He disclosed that the identified locations for the Affordable Housing Initiative in West Pequot County include Bendera land in Kapenguria Town, a plot opposite the Lutheran Church in Kapenguria, and land near the County Commissioner's residence, which is earmarked for affordable housing close to the Kapenguria AIC Church. He further noted that the Economic Stimulus Program Markets Initiative represents another transformative project aimed at revitalizing the country's economy by improving market infrastructure and supporting small and medium-sized enterprises, SMEs. Khalif asserted that the Economic Stimulus Markets Initiative is vital for fostering economic growth and sustainability, particularly in rural and urban communities where market activities serve as a crucial source of livelihood. Commissioner Khalif stated that the primary objective of the economic stimulus markets is to establish a secure, hygienic, and well-organized marketplace that promotes local produce and supports the growth of small and medium enterprises, SMEs, by providing a conducive environment for business operations. He emphasized that enhancing market facilities in West Pequot is intended to stimulate local commerce, improve food safety, and generate employment opportunities. He indicated that the economic stimulus markets aim to support local producers and traders by offering improved infrastructure and resources to boost their productivity and market access. Khalif reported that significant progress has been made in the Economic Stimulus Markets Initiative in West Pequot County, noting that the project handover for three markets in Autumn Town is currently at 37.15% completion, while the Makatano Town Market stands at 34.52%, and the Sagor Town Market is at 28.8%. Additionally, he said the project site in the Orowo area of Kachelaba sub-county has been handed over to the contractor to commence construction. Dan Kasembeli, an architect at the State Department for Housing and Urban Development in charge of North Rift Region, stated that the Economic Stimulus Program Markets is designed to support 200 traders. The facility includes a cool room, dry storage, and a designated area for mothers to breastfeed their children. Additionally, there is a children's play area, allowing children to play while their mothers engage in business activities. The market also features a social hall for meetings with the market committee or other members, as well as kitchens for traders who wish to prepare food, such as porridge or tea. A food court is available for both traders and shoppers to enjoy meals. Furthermore, the facility includes a garbage collection area, washrooms for both men and women, and a bathroom for traders. Provisions have been made for individuals with disabilities, and the site is equipped with a septic tank and soak pit. An architect, Kasembeli, elaborated. Kasembeli noted that the ESP market comprises three locations, Orowo, Makatano, and Sagor, with a total contract value of Shush 147 million for the three markets. He acknowledged that the construction of the three markets is currently behind schedule, but expressed a commitment to expedite the process to ensure timely completion. Mr. Daniel Lopale, the Chief Officer of Trade, Industrialization, Energy, Investment, and Cooperative Development for West Pequot, expressed his gratitude to the County Commissioner for the transfer of the site designated for the construction of the Orowo ESP market. He emphasized that the initiation of this construction has faced significant delays and underscored the urgent need for its completion to benefit the traders in the Orowo area. Lopale highlighted the significance of the especially market construction as a vital initiative, affirming the county government's support for the project. John Bosco, a resident of the Orowo area within the Kachelaba constituency, expressed his satisfaction regarding the government's decision to allocate funds for the construction of the especially market in their locality. Bosco emphasized that the residents of Orowo should not take this project lightly. Rather, they should embrace it positively, as it is intended to enhance their livelihoods. He commended the efforts of Martin Leti, the Member of Parliament for Kacheliba constituency, for his work in securing resources from the national government to promote development in the area he represents in the National Assembly. He also highlighted the issue of unemployment among the youth in Kacheliba constituency and urged the contractor responsible for the construction of the Orowo market to prioritize hiring local unemployed youth for manual labor positions. He also requested that skilled youth in construction be given opportunities to participate in the project, ensuring that the community benefits from the construction work.